Whatever your question's been, where did this question come from? What was the painful experience that made you focus on this so persistently at an unconscious and conscious level? What significant emotional event of pain was probably the core generator of your belief that you must answer this question, meet this question, or avoid the loss of this question? Raise your hand if you know the event. Drop your hands. Raise your hand if you're not sure, but you think you know the event. Raise your hand if you have no clue of what the event is. You don't have to know the event. And you don't. Some of you would be too painful to go back to. But if you do know what the event is, or you guess, when I say now, I want you to say the event out loud and describe it for at least 15 to 20 seconds. What was it? Describe what happened out loud, loudly. 1, 2, 3, describe it now. Go. Say it out loud. What happened? What happened? What happened? What did it make you feel? What happened? What did it make you feel about this question? What happened? What did it make you feel? 5 more seconds. What happened? What did it make you feel? Now, think about your old primary question. Say it out loud. Say what your old one was again. Say it out loud now. Go. Say it out loud again now. Say it out loud and say it loudly. Go. What was the upside of this question? What was it trying to give you? What did it make you do? So for example, you're trying to make everyone happy, you at least focus on other people's needs so you can hopefully have some love. If you're trying to make it better, good thing about it is constantly finding a way to give. What was the upside of your question? Protecting yourself, the upside is at least you paid attention to little things that could support you. What was the upside of this question? Say out loud some of the upside of the question. Quick, whatever pops in your mind, say it out loud. What was the upside? Say it out loud. What else was an upside? Say it out loud. Now, what was the downside of this question? Say out loud the old primary question again. Say it out loud. Go. Say it again out loud. Go. Say it loudly out loud. Go. What was the downside of that question? What did it create doubt in you about? What did it presuppose you weren't having or couldn't feel already? What did it make you have to do before you could feel good? What did it make you question? What did it take away from you? What stress did it create? Who did it hurt? What fear did it reinforce? What negative belief did it reinforce when you asked it? Say out loud what it cost you. What was the downside? Say them out loud. You got 10 seconds. See all the downsides you can think of. Go, go, go. Say them out loud. What was the downside of this question? What did it cost you? What was the downside? What did it hurt? What did it keep you from? Question 6. Which of your needs were you trying to fulfill through asking this old primary question? Say out loud the old primary question, nice and loud. Go, say it. Which of your 6 human needs were you trying to meet through asking this question? Certainty? Certain you could have love? Certain you'd be okay? Certain everybody respond? Love? Or merely connection? Significance, contribution, growth, variety. Say out loud which of the 6 needs you were primarily trying to meet through the object of this question. Say it out loud. Which need? Say them out loud. Go. Say it again. Say it out loud. Which needs were you trying to meet? Go. Now, think about what you were after when that question. Were you trying to get more love so you'd feel that? More connection? Were you trying to feel better about yourself? Were you trying to feel special or unique? Were you trying just to avoid pain? Were you trying to keep from being hurt? And then ask yourself, what do you need to give yourself now that you were trying to get through the question? What do you need to give yourself now that you were trying to get through that question? Do you need to give yourself more love? Trying to make everybody else happy so they'd love you. So what you really need to do is just give yourself love, don't you? Were you trying to get everyone else to think you're significant? Do you just really need to give yourself the acknowledgement that you are special and unique, even though you have challenges and problems like everyone else? Were you trying to get certainty you'll be okay? Do you need just to give yourself the comfort that God is with you, guiding you and supporting you every moment? Do you need God's support? Do you need love from yourself? Do you need playfulness? What do you need to give yourself that the question was trying to give you? Say out loud what you need to give yourself so you don't have to look for it in the outside. Say the core things you were looking for you need to give yourself. Say them out loud now. Go. What else do you need to give yourself? Say it out loud. What else do you need to give yourself? Say it out loud. What else do you need to give yourself? Say it out loud. Okay. What's a new question that would presuppose you already have this thing you want to give to yourself and would preserve your original intent? So if your old question is, how do I make everybody like me? The original intent was to have a great connection with other people, but to get love. So maybe your new question is, how can I appreciate even more of the love that I share with so many people right now? This would presuppose that they already like you and they love you and that you love them and that there can be even more of it right now. What would be a new question? How can I experience, appreciate, enjoy even more of the, give yourself the gift, right now. Even more of God's something right now. Enjoy even more of right now. Feel your center. Make your move. Make your move. Make your move. Make your move. Say yes. Say yes. Say yes. Say yes. Say yes. In a place of power, say out loud a positive question. One, how could I X even more enjoy, appreciate, experience, express even more of the love, the freedom, the joy, the happiness, the certainty, the impact, the giving that's already in my soul and that I can share with others now? How are you going to say it? Come up right now with a primary question. The first one that comes out of you. Just say it out loud now. Go! Say it again, and you can alter it. Just say whatever comes out of you. Say it again or say another one. Go. Say it again or say another one. Go. Feel joy in your heart. Feel excitement in your heart. Feel joy. Feel guided. And ask the question out loud that comes in your head. Say it from a place of joy. Go. Say it from a place of certainty and love. Say it out loud. Go. Now, raise your hand if you feel like you've got a question that meets your needs at a deeper level, that gives you a gift, that presupposes the best, that allows you to enjoy or give or love even more. Fantastic. Drop your hands. Now you refine it, maybe, or maybe it's perfect. Make your move. 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 Say yes. Say yes. Say yes. Say yes. What is a new primary question? One that fulfills your needs and leads your life in a direction you desire and deserve. Say the first one that pops in your head now. Go. Go.